This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Watson's coming up at 1 o'clock. Former Golden State Warrior, 10-year NBA veteran. Keeps his eye on the playoffs as much as anybody, and he's been on before. We like CJ a lot.
Yeah, he's great, man.
I'm a little disappointed because I wanted to give I have to credit somebody on the YouTube chat, but now I can't find
just give it to
the
me.
Name.
I'll take
the
it.
Name of the person, but he brought up a good point, and here we go. Oh, here it is.
Who is it?
Oh. Tall Asian Mike, okay? He said, we were talking about, do the Warriors winning 3 out of 4 against the Timberwolves in the regular season mean anything? And Tall Asian Mike said, don't forget the Timberwolves were swept by the Suns in the regular season last year. Right. Then they swept KD in the first round.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tall Asian Mike.
And
I'd forgotten about that.
How much?
I didn't even know in the first place.
Again, I keep going back to last night's study because you know this is my March Madness, the NBA playoffs. New York hadn't beat a team with a winning record all season long, and lo and behold, going to Boston, playoff teams, they hadn't beat a playoff team all season
East.
No, they hadn't.
No.
0-10, and they win yesterday. They hadn't beat a playoff
team.
They
didn't beat Indiana once?
No. Look at Evan, I got it.
Wait, what?
They didn't beat Boston, Cleveland,
Let's start here. They were 0-4 against the Celtics all season long.
Okay.
And then their record against playoff teams in I want to say both conferences, I think it was equivalent to 0-10, but they go in last night and beat Boston game one. So, the point is, yeah, it means something until it doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you miss 45 threes?
We got to talk about where the league's at.
Well,
I got to.
You know what? I was watching an interview the other day where
Knicks against teams with winning records.
This guy, somebody was telling him that something was photoshopped, and he wouldn't believe it, and he just said, "Why don't you just move on?" And maybe that's what I'll do right now. We'll agree to this. So you're telling me the Knicks didn't beat a team that made the playoffs in the East?
They beat Indiana twice.
Yeah.
So that's got to be Cleveland.
They swept Milwaukee.
The Knicks 0-10 record against 60-win teams this season. They were 0-10.
Oh, against 60-win teams.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Just now.
What you mean?
You're right.
And they were 0-4 against Boston.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You nailed it.
Did you not hear that? No, Evan, for real, did I omit 60?
Yes.
Oh.
You said they haven't beaten a playoff team in the East this year.
No, I get excited, man.
Well,
I get you the 0-4 versus Boston.
Okay, would you like me just to let it go?
No.
Because it was a bit, well, that would be an incredible stat.
The teams that they were 0-10 against were Cleveland, Boston, and Oklahoma City.
All right. Gotcha. Yeah.
60-win teams.
Fair.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And 0-4 against Boston.
We got that part.
They were a 60-win
How did you miss 45 threes,
Stoney? You take 78.
How about you have a coach that says go to the rack?
That's not who they are.
Wow.
Their coach likes blood.
It's cute until it ain't, man. Porzingis, illness. During the game, laugh again. He's battling something.
Gutless, huh?
No, never.
What do you mean? You can't fight through the flu?
Steiny, we don't know if it's the flu.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Let's go to Gil in Concord. What's up, Gil? How you doing, man?
Gil.
Hey, how y'all doing out there?
Doing well.
Game day.
Beautiful. Yeah, Jimmy buckets, Jimmy playoff, Jimmy innate ability to get things done. It's on. I think they're going to win. They're going to win it in six.
Mm. All right, Gil, with a prediction coming in hot.
What about you? I got Warriors in seven. What about yours? What's your gut tell you about this series, Donnie? You got to give us one.
Maybe. Maybe I'll tell you what my gut says.
What do you mean, maybe?
Maybe.
It's your job.
No, it isn't.
For me, do it.
Just I don't know if he can be objective in this one.
No, see, that's why I love him. I think he can, and it's criminal that you'll give us one before we get out of here.
You hope?
What do you mean you hope?
You hope I do, apparently.
No, I want your astute assessment of this. Like, what's your gut tell you?
He deserved it.
It's going to be a good series.
I didn't ask. How many games and who
wins? I have no idea. I have no idea how many games.
Sonny's going to say, like, I think it goes six.
It's just the one component you're missing, man. Just go out on a limb.
We'll see. How'd that work out for me last time?
Well, you were tricking the system when you said Dallas. And
now you're giving me the benefit of the doubt.
No, I was there with you when Whitley was at. I know what you were doing. You took one for the team.
Everybody else thinks
it kind of hurt you.
Oh, God. You think so? You think so?
Yeah, the Curry flurry, Steiny, I just don't. As good as Minnesota is, I just really feel like the Warriors can breathe now after the Houston series. So that call that they called in, again, not dismissing many. And I could be totally wrong, but I just feel like now Curry averaged 30 the last three games. Okay, those games didn't mean anything, but it's Steph Curry. So if Minnesota's having a problem and Gobert's been put in a blender, how do you rectify that now when you got to worry about Jimmy? Steph's went and got his big brother now, and he's bringing him to the battle. Kind of didn't need him, but,
I mean,
you know?
I think Julius Randle, it's possible he does a really good job on Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, he was playing extremely hard in series one. And the Wolves are going to have to play like that. Let's go to Rich in Fremont. What's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
Richie.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Sitting up here trying to deal with this pollen that's flowing in the air. It's messing with my allergies. Anyway.
Hey, let me ask you this. Hold on.
And there's something he can use.
So do those allergies give you headaches?
No, they just cause my eyes to water, okay. And then I get coughing and carrying on, man. That's all, you know?
All right,
and also, my eyes itch a lot.
I got you.
Oh, man.
Take care of yourself, buddy.
Yeah. So, I mean, my biggest thing is this, Steiny. You was asking Warrior fans to call in and see what they saw was a bright spot as far as in winning.
Yeah.
I'm trying to focus more on what can go wrong. Okay, because...
Oh, wow.
My kind of guy.
Wow, Rich. Wow. You found the hole.
Well, guys, come on. Let's not kid ourselves here. You're dealing with a team that, you know, play well during the regular season. They squeaked into the seventh spot. They got there. They had to push seven games to get past Houston. And so you didn't have much time off, and now you have a rested, athletic, prime Minnesota Timberwolves that's just waiting in the weights. Okay? And we got guys on our team that are old. They're still dealing with injuries. They may not be revealing it, but they are. And I'm just saying that, hey, my biggest question is, do they have enough gas in the tank?
No, that's big. I got
okay? Because, you know, if you know what I'm saying? Based on everything that's happened. And I'm saying this based on the fact that, hey, when you're in the playoffs, a lot of what you do as far as winning a title or the conference, it's based on everything aligning correctly. And also, when you don't, what doesn't align? Okay? And I'm just saying right now, This Minnesota team is primed and they're rested. So, you know, they're going to give the Warriors everything they got. And I'm just wondering if the Warriors actually have enough gas in the tank to absorb it.
No, that's fair, all. Rich. That's fair.
Thanks,
yeah. Thanks, Rich. I mean, like,
that's different than what can go wrong.
Well, but this is
that's fair.
This is where Rich is right on the money, because the Warriors are, they know the same thing. They know the exact same thing. They're asking the exact same questions about whether the veterans can hold up.
Yeah, they ran out of gas games 5 and 6. You got a problem with me saying that, son?
Yeah, see, that, like, I don't know. I really don't know about that one. But it's possible they were running out of gas and then they summoned up one great effort against Houston. If that's the case, Minnesota's going to beat them, I think.
Wow.
If that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel. Well, they knocked them out in the first half. They were tired game 5 and then ran them down after the Warriors had a lead in game 6. And the fourth quarter, the legs were gone and 14 of 15 shots were missed by Warrior players.
Like, I got to, like, this is the way I look at it and possibly the way it could happen. And I'll just give you 3 examples.
Yeah.
The first 2 are going to involve Larry Bird. So remember the game when Larry Bird and Dominique squared off?
Oh, man.
Okay.
I remember those battles.
That was a game 7.
Okay.
And the Celtics were older. And they summoned up, and Bird summoned up one big game. They lost in the next round.
I got you.
They lost in the next round. Fast forward 2 or 3 years. Remember game 5 against the Pacers? Bird crashed, smacked his face on the ground.
Okay.
Chuck Person.
Yeah. The Rifleman.
Bird comes out after halftime and leads the Celtics to an incredible win. Yeah, they lost the next round. And I'm thinking about Steph a couple years ago where Sacramento pushed him to 7. Steph was incredible in game 7. You got by Sacramento. But maybe they didn't have a lot left after that.
No, that is totally fair,
but
man.
It's possible that they're re-energized.
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt. And to that point, Donnie, they didn't have, you know, a Jimmy Butler-like who's about to be 36. But again, I can't wait to see. Because if I'm Minnesota, Donnie, I am trying to run the Warriors. We are pushing the pace. I am trying to run them out the gym knowing what they just went through, to where if I'm right or you're right just about basketball life in general, younger legs versus older legs, I'm trying to push the pace because my star is a puppy in regard to the, you know, he could play all day. So we'll see.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Let's go to Josh. Josh is in the Bay Area, but he's apparently a Wolves fan.
Uh-oh.
All right, Josh. Well, you know what? Welcome, Josh. We're civil here. We don't play these stupid games of making fun of other teams' fan bases. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hey, stupid game. We don't play these stupid games. The only thing, you know what you made me think of there is Draymond, but I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I've been in the Bay for 8. Been in the Bay. Oh, yeah, Dre. The only thing we're worried about Dre is him hurting Ant or doing something stupid, but it'll be fun. I've been listening to you guys off and on all day, you know, since this morning. It's been funny, you know, hearing how y'all think the Wolves are going to be a better matchup than Houston. We can't defend. Everybody talks about Rudy, spin him around, this or that. You know, 3-1 during the regular season doesn't matter. 2 of those games were like in November. Both teams are totally different now. I could talk about, you know, let's look at the last 10 days, 14 days playoffs. Like the best offensive 5-man lineup in the playoffs, Wolves got it. The best defensive 5-man lineup in the playoffs, Wolves got that as well. Warriors, worst rebounding team so far in the playoffs. Guess who's the best offensive rebounding team? But you go down all those kind of stats. But the one stat I really want to bring up today that none of y'all even think about is Jimmy Butler's return to Minnesota. And do you know it's been over 1,200 days since he's been man enough to actually play against the Wolves? Every time on the Heat, oh, Jimmy Butler's out tonight. His knee's sore. doing a low, you know, he has not been man enough to go back into that building and play against the Wolves. Even when they went on the road to Miami, he wouldn't play those games. Everywhere Jimmy's been, he's burned down the house when he's left, right? Chicago, Minnesota, y'all know what happened to the Heat. I remember listening to your station before the trade happened. A lot of y'all didn't want Jimmy. Now he's your savior. So when is that? What, you know, as soon as things go bad, Jimmy's going to show his other side. When's that other shoe going to drop? It's going to happen this series. Wolves, bullies, that first round. I mean, we're playing tough. We're going to defend. Y'all are old. We're going to run you up down the court, like you just said, but we're also going to be able to play in the paint.
And what you're also going to be, Josh, thanks for the call, is respectful.
Mm.
You're going to be respectful of the opposition.
And that's what life's about.
That's right.
It is.
That's right. That's right. What was he saying about? Something stood out.
That might be the most trash talk I've ever heard from a Minnesotan. I guess he's not from here, but.
I've never met a Minnesota fan.
They're all really nice.
I work with one.
It's a wonderful, wonderful city, the Twin Cities.
Am I going to be your plus one Saturday?
No.
You say the Twin Cities were a great city?
Just own up to it. You did.
There's two.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shut up, Evan. Yeah, it's St. Paul and Minneapolis are wonderful.
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful place. Apparently it's 80 degrees in Minnesota right now.
Man.
You see Raymond Ritter?
The Warriors just arrived.
President of whatever.
I saw him with Calvin Murphy Sunday, but go ahead. No, what was he doing?
He said he's gone to Minnesota for 30 years, and he's never had a day like today or yesterday. It was 80 because the Warriors usually go in there in the dead of winter.
Yeah, you and I left the building yesterday at the same. It's not. It was like 90.
It was nice yesterday.
Yeah, it was.
Let's go to let's go to Sam. Sam's in Jersey. What's up, Sam? How you doing, man?
How are you? How you guys doing? Love the show. You guys are terrific.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
So first of all, I got to say that the Warriors, they got to win tonight because all the underdogs won. I believe the Nuggets won, yep. And the Pacers won, and Knicks won. It's all the pressure's on the Warriors tonight. They got to knock out the Wolves tonight. They got to make a statement. I mean, listen, in the end of the day, the Kohler before he was putting up all these things on the Warriors, the worst rebounding team. I know one thing. The one thing is that we got the best player in the series, is Steph Curry. And we hope that he goes off. He should have a good series. You know, against Houston, the guy had Amen Thompson guarding him. There's no Amen Thompson on the Timberwolves. There are good defenders, but no one like Amen Thompson. So I'm hoping Steph Curry just goes off, knocks the Wolves out. I got the Warriors in six, and we'll celebrate. We'll talk to you by the conference finals. Take care, guys.
All right, Sam in Jersey.
And again, it boils down just off of that call, Stoddy. Is McDaniel Thompson? Does he have to be? Because if we simplify it that way, there's other factors offensively to where Minnesota is greater than the Rockets. So there's a give and take. And I just can't wait to see you know, how it goes down, man. But I just got to feel like the Warriors feel like, you know what? These youngsters took us 15 rounds. We're 12 wins away or four away from going to the Western, one game at a time, Bob. But you know what I mean, Stani? Like, man.
Man, what?
I want to see what Rich and Fremont said, where that tank is, and I'll be able to tell this game their energy level. Like, I mean, you mentioned the Celtics back in the day. You know, the next round where it catches up with you.
Can you assume the Warriors have the best player in the series?
Well, that's what I was going to get to.
Whoa. Like, they might, but.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's fair.
What if I said no, but they got the best two players? Would you want it that way, Evan? You know what I mean? I'll give Ant the best, but would you rather have, talk to me, guys.
There's three guys who can be the best player in this series.
But that's also what people said about the Lakers.
Well,
yeah, exactly.
The two best players.
Yeah, but Ant's not 40, Evan.
I do think that
And out of shape, Luka.
I'll agree with some of the Warrior fans here, or the last one that called. I'm not sure stats from the Wolves-Lakers series mean much in this series.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Ant goes 0 for 10 from 3, I don't think Minnesota can beat the Warriors like they beat the Lakers. And maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, he probably won't go 0 for 10 again.
And Minnesota could hit you with waves offensively, Stani. Oh. Nas Reed.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
You know what I mean.
I know, I just, you know.
You're not saying I'm being biased.
12-07, he gave a little credit to the Timberwolves.
Oh, Stani, stop.
Hey!
Stop.
Relax.
I told you
that. Settle down.
They are dogs.
Hey.
I'm nervous.
Don't say you're nervous. You predicted a 6-game series.
Seven.
Oh, seven. Okay.
Thanks for listening, bud.
Wow. Well, but you know what that also means? That meant, like, if they lose or they get down, we can't freak out. Because if you're thinking it's going to go seven, then it's going to be a pressure-filled series.
And Evan, you don't live my life. That's tomorrow. Hey, I react to new information, man. Come on, God. That's life. That's what life's about.
Let me tell you what needs to happen for the Timberwolves to win. They got to get up 2-0 on the Warriors.
You think so?
Yes, I do. 1-1 ain't good enough. The Warriors have never been in a 2-0 hole.
That's incredible. Oh,
that's not
Sacramento.
True.
No, Sacramento,
but
yeah.
But Sacramento.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a team that made it to the Western Conference Finals.
I don't remember
finals.
That being down 0-2.
You know why? Because you knew it was Sac.
Man. So that was the Draymond Sabonis stomp, right? One of those guys. I was at the game.
Yeah.
One of those two.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the Kings...
Something, what happened to him?
Well, the Warriors won 3 games in a row.
And Fox hurt that digit.
Yeah, and that's when Phil Collins Friday going into game 6.
Wait. No, they didn't. Sac won 3 games in a row?
No, the Warriors.
Sac was up 2-0 and the Warriors won 3 games in a row.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
And everyone thought that the Kings were done.
Yeah, remember when De'Aaron Fox messed up his digit on the hand?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Another break the Warriors got in their dynasty.
Stop. I don't know if the Wolves have to go up 2-0, though.
That's
like, you don't think they can win on the road?
No, I do, but it's just...
I also think the Warriors could absolutely take game 1 or game 2.
I'm with you there. But I'll say this. The Lakers could have won. Here I go. I watched both of those games Friday and Sunday in Minnesota, Stani, and I felt like the game where J.J. Redick played the whole team, the whole... quarter or whatnot, but I feel like the Lakers could have won both of those games in Minnesota.
Minnesota was plus 45 for the series in the fourth quarter.
What
does that tell you?
No doubt.
It tells you that.
Yeah.
He's 40 too
old. Yeah, I'll give you a 3. Warriors in their black uni, same ones they had.
Yeah, the ones I like?
Yeah, I like them too.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Minnesota in the white.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got the T-Wolves tonight, game 1.
I don't feel like people have their chest out, Warrior fans, right now. I don't feel it. 2 hours in. Like, no, we're going to kill Houston. I kind of feel. I don't know if Aaron got him a little scared. Willard ain't paid. None of that.
I kind of feel like Warrior fans are very confident about the Timberwolves.
Well, Big Smooth was. But what about my boy Rich? That's up my alley. I'm just thinking about what can go wrong. That's like getting married. I do, Ooh. But I don't. What you got?
I'll be fine.
What do you mean? Hey, you put your best foot forward at the wedding. You say, I do. Oh. You know what I'm saying? What you're nervous about?
The great ones do their best work each and every day of a relationship. It doesn't okay. start and stop.
That's why I don't like Valentine's. I'm being real. I don't like the stuff
Mother's Day, Monday. Mother's Day, Sunday.
Yeah.
What are you getting her?
Well, she's in heaven, but we go to her gravesite.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's all good. We go to her gravesite.
I actually meant Mia.
Oh.
But I'm sorry. my apologies.
Boy, your boy losing today, Evan. Yeah.
She's probably listening, right? So yeah, no, I get it.
Maybe. I'm not good at that stuff.
Yeah, by the way, I'm taking suggestions.
Who you ask is Willard. Oh, Christy gets spoiled.
Yeah, but Willard.
Every day I feel like he's a good dude, man.
He's too much of a romantic.
Yeah,
Willard's Mother's Day probably has, you know, you got to use scissors and cray paper and you got to get some ribbon.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'll do something by hand that'll take, you know, 4 hours.
And another dude here, Shasky, I think he's pretty good at Mother's Day, too.
Yeah. All right.
And you, too.
888-957-9570. I'll get the calls on the other side. Warriors and T-Wolves, game one tonight, 6:30. All starts with Warriors live at 5:30. We got the post game with you after the ball game, and this should be a fun series.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.